Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 48 of Ask Pat. Today's resource is Gravity Forms, which you can find at gravityforms.com. These are forms for your WordPress site that you can put in that are really, you know, you can customize them. They are good at getting rid of spam. They're just the highest quality forms that you can put on your site. There are free contact form plugins that you could put on your site, but there's nothing like Gravity Forms. So at least just check it out to see what it's about. I've used it before on several of my sites. Now, today's question is from Linda, which has to do with spam and contact forms and things like that. So let's hear from Linda right now.
Hey, Pat. I love your show. I watch it. All right. Listen to it all of the time. You're very, very helpful in everything that I try to do. I have a couple of blogs, but I have a question about the contact forms. My name is Linda, first of all. Sorry about that. I have a couple of questions about the contact forms. I use WordPress, and despite all the different types of plugins I try to use, people sort of maliciously just go in and type in anything. They type in random just letters from the keypad, and I get a lot of spam. Can you recommend any plugin or anything that I can use to kind of keep people from sending me these notices or whatever? I think it's just malicious, but what they do is they just type in a bunch of gobbledygook on my contact forms and send it to me, and I get kind of tired of having to delete these things. Anyway, I hope you can help. Thanks a lot. Love you and what you do, and keep up good work.
Linda, thank you so much for your question, and I'm so sorry to hear about your spam issues. That is just, that's just the worst. I mean, and I don't know why they do it, right? Like, it doesn't work. It just makes us upset. I mean, common sense would say, you know, when you do that, especially when it's just random gibberish, that it doesn't do anything. Now, Linda, you might have a special case where you have certain individuals on your site who just for whatever reason are targeting you and would be individually typing those things, which is why those plugins and things aren't working. And I'll mention those plugins in a second for everybody else out there or to you as well, Linda, in case you haven't tried any of these. But if you find that they are specific individuals who are just for whatever reason targeting your site, this is what I would do. I would take their IP address, which you can get on the back end of WordPress in your comments section, take their IP address and their email and put that in the blacklist area in WordPress, which means that if you put whatever you put in this blacklist form, which is you can find in WordPress settings and then discussion, there's a form if you scroll down where you can put in any IP address, any email addresses, and you'll never hear from those people again. They won't be able to leave comments on your site. Now, if you don't like those people even more, and I've had to do this in the past with trolls and things like that, you can block their IP from your complete server. So they wouldn't even be able to access your site. And to do that, you'd have to go through your host. If you're in Bluehost, if you go on the back end, there's IP blocking or IP security. You can just put in the IP address there, which you can get, again, from the comments in WordPress, and you'll never have to hear about from those people again. It's your blog. You could do whatever you want. Those types of people shouldn't be ruining the experience other people have on your site. So just, you know, if there's a few individuals taking the time to do that manually for each and every one of those, you'll start to weed them out and you won't have to deal with them anymore. Now, there are plugins out there for helping with spammers. And the first one I want to mention is the GrowMap Anti-Spambot plugin. Weird name, but GrowMap Anti-Spambot plugin. It's GASP, GASP for short. And what this does is it gets rid of all of the spam comments from bots. So there are programs out there, people. There are programs that people buy to just spam the heck out of every site that's out there in the world, and it's ridiculous. So they type in something they want spammed out, and they hit send, and it gets put out on comment sections. It just looks for blogs with comments and fills them in automatically without doing any work. Again, ridiculous, totally the scum of the earth, but that's what they do. However, this plugin, what it does is it adds a little button or a little check mark that people have to check before it can be submitted. And these bots, they can't do that. They can't see this check mark that they have to click. So this gets rid of all of those automatic comments that are coming from spam bots. Again, that's GrowMap Anti-Spambot plugin. Just really quick, and it's not that hard for your audience to just click a button. It's not very invasive as far as that process is concerned. So you don't have to worry about upsetting people with that. So that's the first thing. The next thing is Akismet, which is the spam sort of plugin or service that comes with WordPress. That works okay. I mean, for me, I'm a little biased against it because sometimes it works too well and people's comments aren't getting shown that should be shown. Sometimes my own comments are getting put in the spam bucket because of Akismet. So I have mixed feelings about it, but it does work. It does get rid of a ton of comments that are spam as well. You can also install a commenting system like Disqus, D-I-S-Q-U-S. There's also Livefyre. I think it's L-I-V-E-F-Y-R-E. Those will have spam battling capabilities, and it just, you know, the sort of con against those is people will have to sign in to that particular service or through or with their Twitter account or Facebook account or LinkedIn profile or whatever to be able to then leave a comment. It's not just as easy as a name, email, and then your comment. So it's a little bit tougher, but I use Disqus on smartpassiveincome.com. I've been doing that for the last 6 months. It's been working out really, really well, actually. So that's another plugin / commenting, third-party commenting system you can use. The resource I mentioned at the top of the show is a contact form plugin or tool that you can use, gravityforms.com. And what this does is it adds nice, high-quality, customizable forms for your site for whatever the needs might be, just contacting you or collecting orders, whatever the case may be. But they have a really good spam sort of capture system. They use the CAPTCHA system, and you could do it with the little, you know, it shows you the picture of the numbers and letters, and you have to put those in, or you can just say, like, you know, again, this gets rid of those spam bots and the people who are just maybe in other countries who shouldn't be on your site, who are just there for spamming purposes. You know, you could say like 9 + 5 = ? And people have to put in that answer. So that gets rid of a ton of spam as well. And like I said, getting spammers who are individuals who just might be targeting you, putting them into the WordPress settings discussion blacklist area would help, or banning their IP. So Linda, I hope that helps you. I wish you all the best, and I'd love to hear follow-up on how these plugins or these methods work for you in decreasing spam. I think it'd be helpful for all of us, and hopefully for those of you out there who are suffering from spam. I wish you all the best, because it's terrible, and trust me, I know, because I get a ton of spam, and there will be one or two that gets through, that falls through the cracks every once in a while, but it's not as bad as 10,000 things I have to delete every day. So, Linda, thank you so much. Oh, one more thing I just popped in my head, I didn't write this down actually, was in the blacklist form in the WordPress discussion settings area, you can also type in specific words that if people comment and use those words, they won't show that comment. You know, the comment gets put in the spam bucket. And so you could put words in there, like I have all the swear words in there, most of the swear words, because I just don't want any swearing in my comments. But beyond that, I have things like Viagra and Cialis and, you know, designer heels and Coach and Louis Vuitton and other things that I've seen spam come in for before, I put them in there and I don't have to worry about them ever again. So that's another thing you could do. So anyway, thank you so much, Linda. An Ask Pat t-shirt's going to be headed your way. I can't wait to see what it looks like. And for those of you who have a question, if you go to askpat.com, feel free to leave a question using the SpeakPipe widget there. And lastly, I just want to end with a quote, as I always do. And this was a quote from, I don't know where this quote comes from, but it's very pertinent. It's not one of those inspirational ones. It's just kind of funny. There are two kinds of spam in this world, the one you eat and the one you delete. So anyway, hopefully this episode was helpful to you. Thanks and take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.